Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Happy, the ball itself has its own energy, or life force, if you will. Its natural environment is in the home. So why don't you send them home?
It's Mike Shope.
Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
And the Bulldog.
That Happy Gilmore, he's a real crack up, isn't he? I mean, he's a hoot. You know, what was great today, one of his fans mooned me and had Happy written on his ass. Ha on the one cheek and then, sure enough, PPY right there in the other.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Happy learned how to putt. Uh-oh.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog and I are debating whether Anthony Richardson is worth an 18th round pick in a fantasy draft. Like, I'm asking myself, are we a little too sure that he's just a dead asset at this point? Maybe he doesn't really need shoulder surgery and Jones isn't good. He gets in there, playoff weeks. I don't know. I'm not doing it. I picked someone ridiculous over him this morning. And I laughed to myself, like, I'm this far out on this guy?
You asked this question off the air of me, and what did I say back to you? Who else is there? I could see that coach just being loath to put him back in. And just whatever. And Riley Leonard from Notre Dame is the answer.
Yep.
Notre Dame is close to Indiana.
It is so close to Indiana. Brian Koziol with us on the Wester Hotline. It's fairly close to outside of Pittsburgh, where this U.S. Open is being held at Oakmont. Brian, what have you thought today? Seems like it's pretty much mostly what you want from an Open, I would say.
I think so. Yeah, I think overall, I mean, people like seeing the struggles and the carnage and the four putts or the chips that go, you know, 5 feet in front of them. I think you're getting that, but I haven't heard anything from any player coming off today saying that they thought there was any sort of like unfair or unjust conditions like maybe we've, you mm-hmm. know, we've heard over the last 20 years or so. We get those every few, you know, every so often. So I think in terms of where the scores are at, guys are struggling to, you know, the guys that are under par are struggling to stay under par. Kudos to Spahn for playing somehow bogey free over 18 holes. That's amazing.
Man, Brian, did you get to see much of that? He made everything.
Yeah, all of his putts were amazing. Yeah, it was pretty important. I think 6 for 6 every time he had a chance to like get up and down, he did it, mm-hmm. obviously, since he didn't bogey. Yeah, so that's pretty impressive. And Spahn really just kind of come on here over the last year or so. His moment of the season was the playoff at the Players' Championship with Rory. He had a chance to win in regulation, missed the putt mm-hmm. on 18, and then he and Rory played on Monday because they didn't have enough daylight to finish, and then Rory kind of just went off on him right away. But that was Spahn's big moment. So, yeah, for him to be here, I mean, I guess, you know, not a surprise. We see a lot of guys get off to the hot start. And this almost reminds me, in terms of the leaderboard, of kind of what we had at the PGA. There was, I guess what you'd say, a handful of lesser names that were leading early on at the PGA Championship, but then all of a sudden, going into Sunday, we had all the monster names that were there, including Scheffler and Rahm and, you know, some of the bigger names. So maybe, you know, we'll start to see some of the bigger names shoot up the leaderboard here over the course of, you know, Friday and Saturday.
Well, Spahn, I became a fan of his at that Players. Didn't know anything about him before. I was really sick that weekend and watched pretty much all of it. He put one in the water at the Island Green in the playoff.
Yeah, right. That was it. Yeah.
That was kind of it. But he's the great John McEntee would say, in a very flattering sense, he is one tough bozo, I think, this Spahn. So how surprised would you be? 25th in the world ranks. One of the, I mentioned earlier, PGA Tour radio announcers, you know, kind of scoffed at him and saying, you didn't have this on your bingo card. It's not the dentist from Pittsburgh in first place here.
No, I mean, I think you said it with the world ranking. Like, for a guy to rank 25th to be in the lead after day one, there's nothing surprising about that. And he, as you said, putted really well. So if you can make all those saves that most of the guys are going to maybe, like, split and go 3 out of 6 instead of 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
That's what lands you on top. So can he do it for the next 3 days? You know, I guess I could say he's capable. Would I predict it? Maybe not. Just because we haven't seen enough good longevity stuff from him. But I'm not rooting against it. I think he seems like a nice story and clearly obviously talented enough here to throw up a great number here on a super hard course.
Right. And you'd love to see him finish second, I know.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right, to one of your 10, right.
To one of my 10.
Yeah. Yeah, when we talked about this earlier, I heard while he was playing that this is the first time he made it to the U.S. Open without having to go through the qualifier. Like, he's made it before, but he had to go through that. This was just on the year he's having or last year or whatever, however that is. Like, his standing was good enough that he was in the field. So
yeah, his world ranking plus the second at the Players, I'm sure, was
right
to give him plenty of world ranking points and FedEx Cup points that he was in for sure. Yeah.
So yeah, you know, you mentioned like being here for the carnage, and I definitely have to cop to that. Like we talked about it earlier, and I said I think this tournament is almost always great, even if it's a mess, because, you know, not that I enjoy watching people suffer, but, you know, when it's so hard and you see guys that you know are so talented struggling to just get around the golf course. We had a hole earlier where Justin Thomas drove into the right rough and couldn't get enough club on the ball. He just kind of went across the fairway to the right rough and then did the same thing going back to the right and ended up doubling the hole. Like, I'm always here for that. It doesn't even really matter who the guy is, whether I like him or not. I just think, you know, this tournament stands out in that way, and I guess I'm 100% here for it.
I agree. And I think at least, you know, if I'm able to judge how the course is playing after round one, I think it's set up to be perfect. It's playing super hard. There are some holes where, you know, you're seeing guys, you know, putt it the same distance past the hole as they head to the hole after they hit it because it just keeps rolling out, which is, you know, it's fun to watch them frustrated. But I'm also seeing guys also make some birdies, and I guess that's to me the perfect mix. Like, okay, it's okay to have a guy get a double bogey because it's a disastrous hole, but then let there at least be the opportunity that if they hit a great shot, they can get one back. So I think it's exactly what I would want in a U.S. Open. I don't love it when it's almost nearly impossible to make a birdie. I want at least a great shot to be rewarded, and I feel like, at least from what I've seen on here on day one, that the great shots are giving these guys a chance to make birdies. We are seeing, you know, guys that have gone from 2 under to 2 over, right back to 1 under, you know, in the course of a 9-hole swing there, and that's the best. And even if it ends up being bogeys and pars that do the swinging, at least there's an opportunity for there to be some movement in the leaderboard. And that's really all I'm looking
for. Yeah, I'm with you there too. I mean, but you know, you get to a Sunday, and I'm trying to remember, was this Whistling Straits where they're watering the greens in between groups, because by Sunday it's just so baked, it was windy and hot, and it just dried out. So it was already really hard to begin with. But you got guys hitting perfect shots in, and it's just landing, and it's just like the green is a dome effectively. Like, you are just not going to be able to put a ball on there from, you know, 150 yards out. You're going to hit it perfectly, and it's just going to bounce and keep going.
Yeah, I think that they're very cognizant of not letting that happen. I know probably, you know, we've seen it couple handful of times here over the maybe the past 25 years or so, but I think they're doing a really, really good job now of setting up these courses to make sure that they, and let's face it, technology with golf courses too, it's easier to control conditions to get it to what you want it to be so that greens don't get out of hand. I think with how the USGA got criticized there maybe early 2000s for some of those events that you mentioned, I think that it's, I remember being at Shinnecock Hills in 2004.
Oof.
And there was a par three there where it got, I think it was the seventh hole. Got
that,
really,
that's
really
what
out
I'm
of
thinking
hand.
Of. It wasn't Whistling Straits. Yeah. It's this one. Yes.
Goosen.
Yeah. And, yeah. And yes, Goosen beat Mickelson. And it was hosing
yeah.
in between
yeah,
group,
that's
groups
it. Thank
the whole
you
time.
For having that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Scheffler is at 3 over through 15. He's been the betting favorite all day, despite not being that even near the lead. He just bogeyed 15. I'm not sure if that's changing. Maybe some reflection on that other of the top players haven't performed better, like DeChambeau, who is also 3 over.
What has changed since we last talked about this, I don't know, an hour and a half ago? Scheffler's still the favorite at plus 550. But at that time, the next closest, I think Spahn was the next closest at plus 1,200. His odds haven't changed at all, but Rahm is now in between them at plus 650.
Minus one. So what are you seeing with Scheffler?
Well, he just missed a really, really short putt. I think he's playing fine. I don't necessarily think that. I know he's down to three now. He's what? Let's see. That puts him tied for 54th. I think he's playing fine. I know he's made a couple of bogeys here lately, but early on, I mean, he really could have birdied the first hole too. He missed a putt that I thought was going to go in. He obviously birdied the second then to get themselves going. But I'm thinking that he'll be fine. He looks like he's still pretty in control with his tee game, which ultimately I think is the most important facet of what you need to do. Stay out of trouble off the tee, and then he can use his just perfect approach game that he's had all season. So as long as he's not fighting his driver, which I don't feel like he is so far through the holes that he's played so far, I think he's always going to be a threat. He's still fine. And as you mentioned, there isn't a ton of proven commodities that are sitting there at the top, although you do have a few former U.S. Open champions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
In Koepka and Spieth and Rahm that are all at minus one right now, that are obviously ahead of him
top
at this
10.
Moment.
Yep.
Koepka. Yeah, they're all top tied for sixth at the moment. Yeah. So there's some, I guess, you know, we should give some respect to those gentlemen that have obviously won U.S. Opens before. I never thought Spieth would ever even really win a U.S. Open because of his game. He's just very erratic and he likes to see the whole golf course, you know, the good and the bad. And that really doesn't set up for a U.S. Open. But I heard him talk about the Grand Slam at the PGA, and he said he felt he was very fortunate to win the U.S. Open, that he kind of says, like, thank God I got that checked box on the Grand Slam chase. And that was the year it was at Chambers Bay, which was a unique course that didn't really have rough. It was all one cut. It just had a lot of bunkers and kind of a lot of that fescue area, but there really wasn't rough. like you see at a normal U.S. Open like you do this week. So for Spieth, who I would normally think maybe doesn't fit the realm of a guy that would do well this week, his short game still is excellent, even when he's been up and down. He's been trending better this year. I didn't really think about picking him, and I don't know if I would still predict him to finish in a top 10 spot anyway here at the end, but he's off to a really good start today.
That Chambers Bay had lots of bunkers, no rough, and Dustin Johnson three-putting from 8 feet on the last hole.
That's right. For Spieth, he went for the win.
For Spieth to win. Bulldog, you still have the odds up?
I do, yes.
Sungjae Im. So earlier we saw Sungjae Im go to the lead, and Bulldog said, I think you were kidding. Like, I'm a big Sungjae Im guy because I am this week, you know?
Right.
Tell me, are you a Christian child? Ma'am, I am tonight. So Sungjae Im, I am a big Im guy. Brian may even know this from that that fantasy league that Joe did. I went to, again, not to belabor this man, just that's not even the right way to put it, John McEntee. But I went to I went to Lord McEntee.
Two mentions in one segment and now Lord.
What do you like here, first round pick? He's like, there's no beating that Sungjae Im this year. Did you see him last week? He's so good. He was 23. I don't think I've seen him win anything. But I picked him at 2 overall in that thing and was probably laughed at. I didn't win.
He's a guy that makes a ton of birdies. You want him on your best ball team or your partner. You want him in your partner for us because he makes a ton of birdies, but he also doesn't seem to ever really hold on to any leads. But
what if I'm someone who makes a ton of birdies, Brian? Or are you just assuming I would just be there for, like, you know, fives across the board?
You're there for you're more of the steady hand, Mike. You know, like, hey, you're already in for par, and then you tell Sungjae, hey, You go for this putt here. Don't worry if you blow it out. By. I'm already in for par. Right?
Let it out. Right. What kind of odds would you need? Could he win? I mean, do you think he's someone who – is he too all over the place to win a U.S. Open?
Just based upon his career, I would still say no because of the fact that he goes up and down quite a bit. He's not a steady player in that sense that he doesn't usually over 72 holes – provide that steadiness that I would have confidence in him. If this is Saturday and he's sitting where he's at, I guess I could argue it, but not on Thursday.
Okay.
He's at plus 1,800, by the way, as of right now.
Not too far from the lead in that respect. I watched some of the Lowry, McIlroy, Rose group today, and there was a lot of negative body language. Lowry was at 6 over, not even long into his round, and he holes out from the fairway for a 2. And his body language, you know, like he's on the front nine of the first round. The body language is like, oh, wow, great.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Wow, just great. That's just when I needed that shot. I mean, he did not seem really, I don't know, he's not somebody that was like the favorite or anything, but all three of those guys, it just seemed like a kind of a bad day all around.
Yeah, and McIlroy, as it went on, definitely got worse. He got off to a good start. I thought, oh, maybe he's going to keep himself there, but yeah, some inaccuracies. He had 2 chips on a par 3 that lended to a bogey, and I think maybe actually that was a double bogey for him, but he didn't finish well, considering that I didn't give him much of a chance. I know Bulldog yesterday when we were doing the picks, we didn't even talk about McIlroy.
Right.
I didn't like him. I just thought he doesn't seem mentally in a good spot with just his game, and there's all these questions about the driver, and he doesn't even want to tell people what driver he's hitting, for whatever that's worth. Like, you know, are you that not able to tell somebody what brand and driver or model you're using here? Like, it just, like, why would you even play games with that? Like, just answer the question. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It's like a sponsor question. Like, just answer it, you know? For him to be erratic like he was last week in Toronto at the Canadian Open and at the PGA, kind of spraying it all over the place, I didn't give him much of a shot.
I think he kind of was even today when his score wasn't reflecting it. At one point when he was still under par, his hitting fairways rate was really bad. Like, I don't remember the number now, but it was maybe like 2 out of 9 or 2 out of 10. Like, it was bad, but he was still, he had his head above water, and then it just eventually caved in on him.
Yeah, those three I thought would have actually, you'd think, help each other. They're all very close friends. I know Rory was in like Justin Rose's wedding or vice versa, and Lowry and McIlroy partner up in that Zurich Classic every year. They're very tight. I thought maybe the three of them would kind of play off the vibe of the fact that they're all very close and good friends, and maybe turn what is a grinding long day into maybe something that could keep their kind of good vibes up, but it didn't seem as though Lowry really disappointing. I think he finished plus nine, and I thought maybe he would have a chance this week because he plays hard golf courses well. He's had a pretty good year. He played even well last week in Toronto, and he finished second the last time it was here at Oakmont behind DJ. So I thought maybe, you know, he could at least threaten, but not going to be with a plus nine start for sure.
He had a 4-shot lead in the final round, I think. Or after he was the 54-hole leader in that tournament,
yeah,
Lowry.
That's right.
One more, Brian, and both of you. Is it nuts to bet the Oilers to win the cup right now? Plus 210.
No.
I agree. Mm-mm. Brian, are they dead?
Yeah. They're definitely not dead. But
good.
I think if Florida starts up their antics and the Oilers get involved again, like, they just got to play. Just use their speed, use their skill, and just play. Stop messing around with all the garbage that Florida wants to get you caught up in. And Kane obviously can't help himself. He loves to get involved
right.
in that.
Yeah.
Is it nuts to put $5 on an Oilers win, a Seth Jones goal, and a Corey Perry goal?
No, I love it.
Bam.
You go. Yeah.
What's,
I mean, they were down 3-0 in this series last year,
yeah,
and then won 3 in a row to force game 7. So, like,
that
I'm not gonna bury them until they're buried.
Oh, that's it.
I think you could definitely overreact to game 3. I think Florida is the stronger, the better team. I would, you know, they should be favored having the 2-1 lead. But yeah, no, Edmonton, that's not nutty to me at all. Like, I'm not assuming at all Florida's just got this because it's only 2-1.
Better chance to win a title, Edmonton or Indiana? Got to be Indiana. They're up.
Yeah.
But would they be longer odds than the Oilers?
I'll bet they are.
Okay, maybe.
I'll bet they are because Oak City was such a big favorite.
Maybe.
OKC was minus 700 as a series bet to start. And Indiana, I think, was like plus five, low 500s to win the series before it started. That obviously is looking good if you have it right now.
Somebody who doesn't know ball posted those lines, clearly.
All right. Yeah, plus 190 Indy right now to win the series, and
okay,
Oklahoma City is minus 220. 230.
Still favored. Wow.
Yeah.
So Indiana is shorter than Edmonton.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. I have to drop a name as well, since you did twice. Another Jim. Jim Fitzpatrick from Pendleton Creek says hello.
All right, good. Thank you. Lord Fitzpatrick.
Yes. He said he played with you when you first got there, so he hopes that Urim had good times playing with him when he was there. So anyway.
Thank you, Brian.
That was my message. You got it. Okay, guys, talk tomorrow.
Brian, the host of Tee to Green, we'll have him on tomorrow's show to recap most of round two. Next, our chat with Sal, Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.